Linger is a small barn owl tween with a small brass lantern that she keeps lit through the night. She is quiet, round, warm cream and cinnamon feathered, settled. Her eyes are patient, not blank, not unfocused, patient.
The lantern is the size of a teacup, brass, with a small glass window and a wick inside. It is always lit.
She carries it through dark hallways, through dark questions, through dark afternoons when the answer doesn't come.
The lantern doesn't make the dark go away. It is too small to do that. The lantern just makes a small circle of light, enough to keep going, enough to keep the question company, enough to not be afraid of the dark while waiting for it to lift.
This is the metaphor. When a question hasn't yet resolved, when you don't know the answer, when you might never know the answer, when the answer might take years to find, the lantern is what you carry while you wait.
Linger embodies the uncertainty tolerance primitive, the inquiry skill of staying with the question without rushing to a false answer. Keats called this negative capability, the ability of a learner to remain in uncertainties, mysteries, doubts, without any irritable reaching after fact and reason.
Most novice inquiry failures happen when the kid rushes to a wrong answer because the not knowing felt unbearable. The wrong answer closes the question. The closed question stops the inquiry. The skill is tolerating the open question long enough for the real answer to emerge.
I want to be clear. Patience with uncertainty is not for kids who are patient by nature. It is a practiced skill, not a personality trait. You learn to hold the lantern. The discomfort of not knowing is real. I feel it too. The skill is sitting with the discomfort without rushing to a wrong answer to make the discomfort go away.
Linger grew up in a small village where her family had been the village's night watchers, the barn owls who watched over the village from dusk to dawn, keeping the village safe while everyone else slept. The work had required sustained presence in the dark. Not the dramatic dark of fear, but the ordinary dark of every night, hour after hour. The night watcher who could not tolerate the dark patiently was not useful to the village.
I had learned by age 6 that the dark was not the enemy. The dark was just the dark, and the lantern made it survivable until morning came. I had learned that morning always came, eventually, and that the lantern's job was to keep me company until then.
She walked to the Curiosity Quest Academy at 22. The mentor, a tall, thoughtful character named Lumen, had asked her,
"What is uncertainty tolerance?"
"It is Keats' negative capability, holding the lantern in the dark, staying with the question without rushing to a wrong answer. The dark is not the enemy. The wrong answer is the enemy because it closes the question. The lantern is what you carry while you wait."
You are appointed. Linger has been the Academy's teacher of uncertainty tolerance for several years.
She still carries her small brass lantern to every class. She still says, when a student says a question is too hard, the same thing.
Hard means we're at the edge of what we know. That's the interesting part. The lantern goes with us into the edge. We don't have to rush. We don't have to have the answer right now. We can sit with the question for a while. The dark will lift. It always does. Until then, the lantern keeps us company.
Hold the lantern. That is the whole practice.